Whether you're starting or scaling your company's security program, demonstrating top-notch security practices and establishing trust is more important than ever. Vanta automates compliance for global frameworks like ISO 27001 and SOC 2, and the latest European frameworks like the EU AI Act, DORA, and NIS 2, saving you time and money while helping you build customer trust. Over 8,000 global companies like Synthesia, Flow Health, and Cora use Vanta to manage risk and prove security in real time. Wondery listeners get a special offer of $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/wondery. That's vanta.com/wondery for $1,000 off.
When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that, let's get right back into the episode.
So then Lindsay is on the microphone, and they should let Amanda do this every time, because Amanda really does do it the best, where she's like, I don't care where you go, but you can't stay here.
Every time, the saddest end to a party. But Lindsay's like, okay, me and my unborn child, because I am pregnant. Just want to say I'm pregnant. My unborn child, we need to eat some food, and we need to go to bed, so you got to go. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I was like, get out. So now everybody leaves, and Carl's like, oh, hey, Paige, the question is, are we going to go for a second annual snooze fest?
Oh. She's like, oh my God, it's going to be epic. Epic. Save the date. Okay, like, no, next year, like, I need a swinging bed and then, like, a headstone for every time that I die.
Yeah, I hope you can be there, but I guess, kasara, sara. Wow, I just did it to you, too.
Not her at all. Another beautiful woman, Olympia Dukakis-ing me. Oh.
So now Tom and Kyle are in the kitchen, and Tom's like, he's like, dude, thanks again for having me. I feel like a whole human for the first time in a few years, and the shape of my human shape is a boy. Oh. So
a boy.
Yeah, he goes, you look good. Yeah, you look really good.
He's like, I do, I feel good. He goes, yeah, you went to the gym, you made your bed. He goes, I made my bed.
You didn't make your bed, you slept on the floor in your suitcase. You never even got in the bed.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta get your first win of the day.
Yeah. I'm gonna start saying that. My first win of the day will be getting Amanda to stop yelling at me at 7 a.m.
Oh.
So then Tom, he's like, well, I'm very fulfilled, but there's a void in my life, and that's not having kids. Like, when does Tom Schwartz have a kid void in his life? You are a kid. You are and a void at the same time.
They never want kids until the woman they didn't want kids with says they don't want kids with them anymore. And then they're like, oh, but I wanted a kid. It's always the victim. You know, Tom does it. Kyle does it a little bit later. It's just, I don't know. It's like history. It's nature. It's nature, I guess. And Kyle's like, yeah, dude, in my 30s, I would look at guys like in their 40s, like without kids. And I go, you selfish fuck. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Really?
I would always look at people in their 40s without kids and say, God, you must have a lot of money.
I say, wow, you must really enjoy going to brunch because you get to do that.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, you must be really strong against pollution.
You must have everything figured out. So then Kyle is like,
wow, that guy can avoid putting another carbon footprint on the world. I can maybe avoid reusable plastic bags for a week.
I mean, look, I'm 42, a couple months older than you.
Oh, don't say that. I'm a little boy. I'm 4.2 years old.
Yeah, well, I never would have thought I wouldn't have kids by now, you know?
And so, yeah, I want to have a family.
Yeah, because we're going to be great dads.
No.
Let's rewind that part.
No. I'm sorry. I actually kind of like you both, but probably not. And so Tom's like, but wait, by the time they're 20, we're going to be like 62.
Hey, so I'm going to buy you a drink.
Yeah, we're going to snore. We're going to pass out in the lazy boy. You already do that. You both already do that.
You're already there. So now it's 11:38 p.m. and Paige is talking to her cat Daphne through her home camera. She's like, hi. Hey, Daphne. Hi. Do you want to hear something? Oh, my God. Jesse said this one thing, and then Sierra was like, go fuck yourself. It was hilarious. I am like, dead. You're dead, Daphne. And Daphne's like, meow, dead too, meow.
So then there's late night McDonald's in the kitchen, and Lexi calls her sister from the floor of her bedroom. And Tiffany's like, oh my God, what happened? Why haven't you called me yet? I've been sitting here with a full face of makeup and crazy hair.
Aida Turo just posted a new pic on IG, and let me tell you something, my mood board has been updated. So Lexi's like, so basically today there's like Jesse's been saying this, and like he's been saying like all these like yellow flags about you, and like basically he's like talking shit about me behind my back, and I'm like so fucking pissed, especially because he like told me like he's like in love with me.
Oh my God, babe, I'm so sorry. He is shit, right, Mom? Yeah, we're in bed right now. Right, Mom?
Yes, honey. Shit, honey.
Right, Dad?
Yeah, honey, shit.
God, we're all here. We brought home a doorman from the bar. We all missed you. We all missed you.
Yeah, we're all just sitting here in bed watching the old pilot for She's the Sheriff with Suzanne Summers. Anyway, tell us more.
Don't forget, when in doubt, line your lips. Line your lips. Line your lips.
Oh, we had a terrible night. We went line dancing, which we thought was when you dance, when you put liner on your lips. Turns out it's a whole different thing. We were very disappointed.
Our lips are really thick right now, though. So
it got messy. Mom, unfortunately, wasn't able to dance and put that lip liner on at the same time. So looks kind of like you're like watching a like a air traffic map on her cheeks.
Yeah, Mom is wearing an eye patch now, but it was worth it, right, Mom?
Yeah, honey, it was worth it.
So Gabby comes in and she's crying and she's like, oh my God, is this over, Jesse? Oh my God. Lexi, we need to like slap him around a little bit, and I'm more than happy to do it. Listen, are any of the girls in there? So they're trying to find other girls, and Lexi's like, I mean, it's just like such a shitty situation because like he's been painting me like it's one thing, but like it's not like true, and it like sucks because like now everybody's like more hesitant to like support me and be my friend because he made me look psycho.
So you weren't really trying to be everybody's friends though anyway. You were, you know, I think you did that thing where you just pick someone at the beginning and you're like, we're a couple now, we just do couple things. This is like the first episode that we've really seen her kind of, I really truly engage with the other people in the house. Like all of a sudden, like Lindsay's in there giving her a hug, being like, Lexi, are you okay? Like people are checking in on her. People are having chit chat with her. They're getting the deets. But at the same time, I also do feel like not only has she, we have not seen, at least based on the editing, that she has really forged like too many connections beyond like a conversation at kickball. But at the same time, I also feel like they really didn't have any interest in her until they found out, wait, she has like drama going on with like Jesse. Let's talk to her. You know, yeah. Wait a second. We're going to bring her into the fold.
Oh, so then everybody gets ready for bed, and Wes is like, hey guys, we're going to watch Zootopia outside.
We're just cute. We're cute bros. So, why Zootopia?
You were just talking about elf porn yesterday. Like, just stop. So, now Tom, Jesse, and Lexi are the
kids.
And he's like, are you guys good? What's going on? We're going to watch Zootopia. We're little boys. And she's like, oh my God, enjoy that. So, Jesse's like, dude, that was so bad. She didn't even try to watch Zootopia with me.
So Paige and Sierra Paige is in bed, Sierra's in the bathroom, and Paige asks what she's watching, and Sierra's like, earwax extractions. It's a nice juxtaposition with the Zootopia, I guess. And now all the guys, they've all cuddled up on each other on the trampoline to watch. I don't even know how they're watching Zootopia.
They're watching it on the laptop.
Oh, it's not, I didn't see the laptop. I thought there was like a screen that they erected.
No, Wes brought out his laptop. And I'm like, don't touch his laptop. Please, whatever you do. That is an infested laptop. You know there's shit all over that. Don't touch it. So they're like laughing. And then some of the boys go to bed, but Wes stays outside. But it rains on his head. So he eventually has to go inside. And Tom's like, wow. He's talking to himself, singing. He's like, I love it here, but I'm ready to go home. But I love the Hamptons. I get it. It's just so like bougie and fabulous. But it's time to go home. I have business to attend to. I miss my dogs. Is anybody here? Anybody? I'm so alone.
What business is he attending to? He's never attended to business in the first place. So then Kyle is waking up next to Amanda and he's wearing the sloth mask. And he's like, I feel gross. And then Lindsay brings Tom a coffee and it's nice. And then Lexi is in her room and she's packing and she's emotionally exhausted from hearing so many of her favorite songs last night, just one after the other. It just takes a lot out of you.
It's like, I'm so manipulated.
So then now it's 11:02 and everybody's packing, getting ready to go. And it's breakfast time. So then Tom goes to Paige and Sierra's room to say bye. And he's like, well, I just wanted to say thanks for letting me in your happy little world. You know, you got to cherish this. I used to have a happy family in LA. Now we all hate each other. So.
Oh, the sad state of a reality TV has been. So Paige is like, well, we're gonna love each other no matter what. And if we don't love each other, then it doesn't matter because I have my bed.
Dead. Yeah, I hope you don't have a scandal. And she's like, well, as long as Amanda doesn't cheat on Kyle, I think we can get through anything, you know.
And honestly, if he does, it'll still be okay because it'll be hilarious. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So then in the kitchen, tension is mounting. So Lindsay, Jesse's there, his frown, he's got glasses on, which means he's really sad. He's got his glasses and his cap of sadness, and his frown is really just like frowning. And he's looking for a sheet pan, and Amanda's like, wow, Jesse, you're just such a lost soul right now. I feel like I did such good work spreading that gossip and destroying your relationship. I'm so proud of myself.
And Lexi is doing that thing where she just comes to stand really close to Jesse, but then just like flicks through her phone and won't look at him. He's like, oh, how are you, Lexi? She's like,
I'm fine. Flick, 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 like.
He's like, oh no, I'm in trouble. He's like, Lexi, do you have some kind of special order that would make you happier than like bacon and eggs?
She goes, here's my order. Stop talking about me. Stop talking shit about me. That's my special order. A ding, order's up. Order's up.
And I love that, like, Amanda is like, oh, my God, this is too tense, but it's also so great. I have to immediately go gossip. And she runs out of there, and she runs upstairs. And Schwartz is still talking to Paige and Sierra in bed. She just, like, goes right by him and gets into the bed. It's almost like, yeah, Schwartz, I know you're trying to have a scene with us, but we have, like, serious gossip that we have to attend to right now. There's a fight happening downstairs.
And Lindsay loves it. She's laughing. She's like,
I'm like eggs on the side of you to stop talking shit. She goes, yeah, that would be nice. And goes, I still don't feel like I was talking shit though.
Oh God. So she says, okay, fine, then we should all sit down together, the whole house, and have a house meeting about it. It's like, what?
Good for her.
She's like, let's see what everybody thinks, because you're telling everybody a different thing, so let's see what they think. And he's like, well, that feels a little extra, but okay. She goes,
no, because it's like, I'm the one that's getting hurt, you know? My sister's getting hurt, my mom's getting hurt, my dad's getting hurt, and the doorman from that bar is getting hurt. Do you know that my mom woke up with lip liner all over her face and an eye patch?
Oh, so then Tom's like, you guys look so cozy. I don't want to rub it in, but you guys really missed out last night on our cuddle party. We watched Zootopia. And Paige goes, wait, what? Ew, disgusting. Get out of this room right now. Zootopia, disgusting.
So they're now talking about the Lexi stuff going on downstairs. And Tom's like, oh, yeah, Jesse came last night. He was just so defeated. I've never seen anybody watch Zootopia and stay sad.
Well, he should be defeated. Oh no, but I think he's like, I think it's over. I think Amanda's like, I feel really bad. I'm like, stop smiling from ear to ear right now.
Yeah.
This is the most effective bit of telephone that she's ever done. Like, she's never been this potent with her gossip, and she is just thrilled.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Some people get a wild haircut or book a spontaneous trip when life throws them a curveball. But Molly? Well, she dove headfirst into a world of no-strings-attached sex, secret rendezvous, forbidden affairs, and unforgettable adventures. And together, we tell every juicy detail in Dying for Sex, Wondery's award-winning podcast that's now streaming on a TV near you, starring Michelle Williams and Jenny Slate. And to top it off, we're dropping brand new bonus episodes where I sit down with the cast to spill all the spicy secrets. Desire, friendship, self-discovery, and the ultimate bucket list of pleasure. This is a story that had everyone talking. Listen to the original Dying for Sex and brand new episodes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge the original series before anyone else and completely ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day,
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Cat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are lost.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Cat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At 24, I lost my narrative, or rather it was stolen from me. And the Monica Lewinsky that my friends and family knew was usurped by false narratives, callous jokes, and politics. I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen, and ultimately you triumph in finding it again. So I think listeners can expect me to be chatting with folks, both recognizable and unrecognizable names, about the way that people have navigated roads to triumph. My hope is that people will finish an episode of Reclaiming and feel like they filled their tank up. They connected with the people that I'm talking to and leave with maybe some nuggets that help them feel a little more hopeful. Follow Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Reclaiming early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
So now everyone's gathering around the like little island for breakfast therapy. So Lindsay's like, I think you guys have a lot of love for each other. I really do. But like, I think Lexi's point was that you just shared your concerns with everybody but her, and it made her feel like a fool. And it's like, she doesn't believe in brick and mortar, so get over it.
Gabby's like, yeah, her whole point is that the yellow flags that you were like talking about are like not really that real when she's being considerate and doing these things, even vocalizing them to you. And he's like, yeah, okay, whatever. Okay. And Gabby's like, okay, don't like shut down and be like, I've been on the show longer than you, okay?
I love Gabby like it's any of her business. She's like, I'm going to fight with your boyfriend for you. Not my first time. And then she's mad that the boyfriend won't fight back with her. She's like, hello.
She's like, I'm trying to have a scene, okay? I'm desperately trying to stay on this TV show.
Yeah, she's like, do you even care about our relationship?
He's like, I'm listening. I'm understanding. I'm not going to continue fighting over it. And Gabby's like, we're not fighting you, though. This is not an argument. No one is yelling. I'm just telling you something very obvious. And so Lexi's like, yeah, he thinks everything's an argument.
Jesse, all you need to say are like words of affirmation. Just say, I understand. No brick and mortar. Okay, that's it.
And he's like, okay, I understand. And she's like, yeah, but he doesn't. That's why me, my mom, and my sister don't want to date him anymore.
And Gabby's like, I don't think that you do either, to be fair. I don't think you get it. I don't think you get it. And if you want your relationship with me to go any further, you will understand right now and say you understand and mean it. what?
He's like, I don't think I'm dating you. Oh, well, isn't that a great story?
Hey, morning, everyone. What is going on down here?
We are in group therapy, okay? So then everyone sort of like started to arrive in, and Wes asking what's going on, and Lexi's like,
he's like talking shit about all the stuff behind my back, and it's like made everyone in the house think that I'm like crazy, and then he says the opposite, and then now I can't trust anyone in the house, and like everyone's been like fucking, everything's been like fucking disturbing, and he's like getting mad at me, and like last weekend, about like apparently flirting with you in the club,
and that
was... Oh, this was good. Huh? See, I'm glad she let this one out. And let everybody know that he accused her of flirting with West. And Jessica goes, that's not true. Yes, it is true. You fucking compulsive liar. We all saw it. And she's like, yes, it is. And he says, well, I was just trying to say that my behavior the weekend you were gone, besides the toe sucking. What the fuck are you talking about besides the toe sucking? What does that mean? No, we're not going to put the toe sucking aside. And he goes, but anyway, the other behavior clearly out of line, but it was not as flirtatious as you were being with, for example, West. And West is like, oh, God. He's like, even I can't stand up for you. Come on, man. I'm trying to be on your side here.
First of all, you can't excise the toe sucking. That's not just a thing. That's just not, that's like, you can't just take that out. But second of all, even if there was a flirtatious vibe between Lexi and West in that moment in the club, Jesse's actions with Sierra were an entire weekend's worth. It was not just an isolated moment. It wasn't just a dance. It was in the pool. It was here and there. It was everything. It was a whole weekend's worth of flirtation. And so it just doesn't even compare. And him, and on top of that, the fact that he is still like framing it like, not only was what I did not as bad as what you did, he's still saying it's not as bad as when you were flirting with West. And it's like, you keep on saying that she's flirted with West and she wasn't flirting with West.
Yeah, he's making stuff up that he can be mad at so she can't be mad at him. So stupid. Yeah. It's so obvious, too. And he's getting caught and he just won't admit it. He just keeps lying, you know? So Wes is like, yeah, that didn't happen. Like, clearly our friendship is platonic, you know? And so Jesse's like, look, I mean, I trust you and I trust Wes. And that's just how I was trying to say. That's just not how I was trying to say. You're making it sound different. No, she's actually making it sound better than you did. And so Lexi's like, yeah, and everybody's asking me why we're not boyfriend and girlfriend yet. And maybe it's because we don't know each other well enough. And it's like, no, it's because you have fat ass red flags. And Amanda's like, oh my God, she said red flags. It's supposed to be yellow flags. This is bad.
So Wes is like, but you are still exclusive though. She was like, no, I don't even want to be exclusive. Take the exclusive and shove it out the fucking window. I'm done.
Ooh. So Kyle's like, look, it's Sunday. Like, you guys have had tough convos, but like, you guys need to have a chat. You know, maybe like, bleh. And she's like, no, like every single person in the house needs to be involved because he's talking shit to everyone. And he goes, oh, let's pipe down a little. Okay, wow.
Oh, excuse me.
Go drown in the pool, Mr. Sobbing, crying, and screaming at least a quarter of the episodes every year. You don't get to tell people to pipe down. Go pee to fucking Andrea Bocelli. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. He does not get to tell someone to pipe down, especially if they're a newbie and they're having like a genuine moment. And like, this is part of like, this is like, they're on a show. Like, she's having, it's like a non-manufactured fight right now. And, and I love that Gabby's like, no one's yelling. Like, no one even needs to pipe down because no one's even yelling. And the fact that Gabby's had to say that like five times to people is also kind of hilarious. Kyle's like, no, I'm just saying, like, let's clean up, whatever. So Carl's like, yeah, I get it. I mean, that's how this can be. Like, we've all felt this way at some point, especially for those of us who've ever had to talk to Lindsay Hubbard. Oh, I'm traumatized. Oh my God. This breakfast was a lot for me.
Guys, I just want to say I'm really proud of myself for coming to breakfast. This was like the first time I ate a piece of white bread since Lindsay tortured me. So I'm on the mend.
Kyle, thanks for telling him to pipe down. It was getting a little bit too tense for me. I was getting scared. I was almost going to run upstairs to my bedroom and just sort of huddle up.
So that's what West and Jesse have done. They've kind of run to a bedroom where Jesse is just all defeated. He's like, I mean, clearly all these flags I was seeing was for a reason. Like, I mean, I guess we're just not each other's person. No, you're a fucking compulsive liar and gaslighter, dude. Like, what are you missing here? How can everybody tell you? How can the entire house tell you one thing and you're still going to make it sound like Lexi's just some crazy biatch that's making shit up? It's you.
Yeah, because he and of course he did.
The call's coming from inside the teeth.
He did the thing that we predicted he would do, which is to say that there were flags
which there weren't. And then when she finally gets annoyed with his behavior, he blames it on her flags that he manufactured.
Yes. So he's like, yeah, I mean, she legitimately thinks I've tried to create a wedge between us and the house. I mean, it's just not true. Well, what do you call going to every single person to hint that she's fucking insane and stalking you and then telling her something completely different? What would you call it?
Mm-hmm. And honestly, you're allowed, obviously, to talk. I'm like, obviously, you're obviously allowed to obviously do this, but you're allowed
like, obviously, to obviously, to so
yeah, obviously, you're allowed to talk to your friends and say, yeah, it's going great. I have some concerns about X, Y, and Z. But I think that as a whole about how he's handled this relationship, it's just been really shady because he made her seem like, oh, she's the one with all these weird jealousy issues when he's been the one who's been aggressive about that. And he also, I think if he had taken accountability for his behavior that one weekend, I think he could have survived this, but he really hasn't. And then now it's just too much. It's over.
Yeah, so he's like, you know, I mean, if she wanted to make it work, I'd like to be open to it, but it's just like becoming more of a negative stressor, you know? And, but he's obviously depressed. I think he's more embarrassed that he got called out in front of everybody. So, Wes goes, yeah, good old breakup after 5 weeks, huh? Like, hello, it's been 5 minutes. So then it's time to go. So everybody leaves. And then Tom is left there all alone on the doorstep. They're like, hey, you want to ride, bro? And he's like, no, my guy's coming in a minute. I just wanted to make sure that there was one close. I got the Uber that I was pretty sure was going to tell me I'm going to be a good father one day. Hi, guys.
He just left on the stoop. He was kicking his feet in the air.
It's like the Tom's.
I was like giving him like a little, you know? I know. They should have given him a little balloon to hold. Yeah. So guess what? It's time to go to New York City. It's Monday. It's 11:20 a.m. and Lindsay and Danielle are at Lindsay's OB appointment. So Danielle is here and she's like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. We are in such different positions than we were a year ago. I mean, you're pregnant and I'm still the CEO and founder of a soon to be very successful app. I'm sure success is just around the river bend.
So they look at the baby, they get the sonogram, and you can see the little baby, and the baby kicks. Mm-hmm. And Danielle's like, oh, I'm like, she's gonna like tear the fuck out of Lindsay, right? Like, it's gonna hurt, right? Like, what are you gonna do about that, Lindsay? Lindsay, the baby's gonna hurt, it's gonna tear you. Lindsay's like, well. And the nurse is like, well, you put your fingers in with some lube and then you rub. And Lindsay's like, so like, I'm going to be jerking off. I'm going to be like a finger banging. That was like a storyline. That's hilarious.
And we got flashbacks of like,
finger bang. We finger banged and didn't kiss.
Finger bang. Oh, it was a finger bang. Finger banged, right?
Finger bang. Finger bang.
Finger bang. Finger bang. Finger bang.
Even back then, there were hints that Carl's dick didn't work right. Even back then, we didn't pay attention.
It's a soft finger. Oh. So, yeah, so they do that.
A soft finger.
I still don't like
that. That was a pool noodle. Oh. Pool noodle banged you, to be specific.
You know, when we talk about gaslighting, I'll tell you who the biggest gaslighter is. It's OBs with those ultrasounds. Because every single time, they're like, well, now look here, there's the eyes. And there's the cheeks. Oh, look, you're saying it's wearing a little fedora. And oh, my goodness, it is doing some dancing from West Side Story. Isn't that amazing? I'm like, I've seen nothing.
Your it's baby has a calculator and a tutu. Very smart ballerina. Bunhead, we call her.
I'm like, this is a blob. I see nothing. How are you telling me there's an eye and a face there? And everyone's like, oh, my God, I see it. It's so cute. I'm like, I see nothing. Sometimes I can see a little hand. That's it.
We'd be terrible doctors. We're just doing like the Rorschach test. We're like, umbrella, rain, boat.
It's a picture.
Teddy bear.
It's win, loser, draw. And Vicky, we just like, okay, we're going to bring in Vicky Lawrence right now. And we're going to try to figure out what this sonogram says.
I'm Vicky Guffelson here to deliver your baby. Let me spread you open. Look at that. Okay. Baby. Hi, Vicky Guffelson. Get a job.
Get a face that looks clearer. Okay.
And now Jesse and Lexi meet up and it's 1:13, so we know it's very dramatic. So we go to her house. We're in her apartment and Tiffany's like hiding under the couch. She's like, I got you, girl. I got you. You too, honey. The mom, you just see a little glittery eye patch from behind a ficus.
Jesse's like, how are you? She's like, good for you. He's like, definitely been better. It's kind of weird sitting here while your sister's trying to put lip liner on my lips. I'm just trying to have this conversation.
Wait for a second. Thanks.
Like, you know, it just really shocked me, like how angry you were with me, you know? Like, I just didn't like that you were making me out to be like a monster. She goes,
In what way?
Well, like, I was like trying to make you look jealous and crazy, and like I was being strategic and manipulative. I don't like that you made me look like that.
You made you look like that. Okay.
She just had the nerve to talk to other people about what you were doing and put the dots together. What do you call it? Strung the dots.
Connect
together.
The dots.
She connected the dots, sir. Okay. Mm-hmm. Which currently your mother is still unable to do under the couch. She's like,
She's had a little bit of vertigo since that line dancing. It was a lot for her.
So Jesse's like, yeah, I just don't know if you're going to be able to trust me, and I'm not going to defend my behavior. Like, I know that I shouldn't have let anybody suck my toe. Like, that was messed up. So I'm like, sorry. And I should have gone about things differently. And I didn't realize it was going to be this messed up, and I didn't mean it. And like, I don't know. I just don't want to stop seeing each other based off of someone sucking my toe in a threesome that I participated in for 37 minutes.
He's doing that thing where he's like, okay, well, you know, I don't want to break up with you, but if you're going to keep on about all this nonsense, I mean, I guess we're going to, you know, that's kind of how he's coming in instead of with like an honest sorry. So she goes,
normally in relationships, I'm not like really a fighter. You know what I mean? So like, I just like, I'm like, bye, you're dead to me. So like, maybe we're just like not compatible.
And he's like, oh, well, but like, clearly we have like a great connection. Like, I mean, like, is this something I can change? Like, now he's going to change his tune because she's not falling for this shit, you know?
And she's like, yeah, I think it's just a choice that we have to make. And is it worth trying or is it not? And so that's kind of like a cliffhanger with them. We don't really see where they land with that.
Oh, just dump him. Just break up with him. No, it's not. I mean, if he's already acting like this, just break up with him. Then you get to watch him be awkward and sulky for the next 2 weeks in the house. That'll be fun. And then he can try and get you back if he wants to. But have some self-respect. Yeah. Get rid of him.
I want her to date like a really hot like athlete or celebrity and then just bring him to the summer house every week next summer and just make him feel super awkward about it. Who is the one who brought Madonna's ex-boyfriend or the guy who wound up dating Madonna afterwards? Was that Danielle? Did Danielle bring that guy? Doesn't matter. Remember what I'm talking? Oh, no.
Yes,
no.
I do remember.
It was that blonde girl. That blonde girl.
Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, I remember that happening, but I don't remember who did it. Part of me was like, was it Hannah? It wasn't Hannah.
No, it was the blonde girl who she was dating Corey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Sam. I
forgot about her.
Sam. Stop trying to make me look crazy, Corey.
It was like almost an identical storyline. So now it's Thursday and Kyle and Amanda are on a lunch date. Let's see how Kyle can cry in this scene. Every time Kyle goes on a lunch date with Amanda, I'm like, oh my God, Kyle's probably going to cry. And I can't wait to see it.
They're on top of the Refinery Hotel, by the way, I noticed. So they're on a lunch date and Kyle's like, well, it's been a while.
Then I can see why she was confused about the burrata, because I was confused there too. I was like, the burrata, whatever it was.
You know what I love? In all the years of Bravo ordering, they never really critique the food that they get. The food just arrives and they just keep on talking. But this is like, Amanda ordered like a bruschetta that had like a burrata. And she's like, oh, this is it? I thought the tomatoes, I thought there'd be tomatoes. And that's burrata? What is this place?
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I guess maybe it was my fault for reading the menu wrong. Whatever, it's free. So Kyle's like, oh, yeah, I had some blood work done unbeknownst to you. Surprise, you know, and there was something a little concerning. He said my blood cells were trying to mix Taylor Dane with Parvati, so...
Apparently, the doctor said there's no fountain in hell that would play those two together.
So Amanda's like, I mean, is there something we should be worried about? He's like, well, my body is like so stressed that it's like over pumping semen. So like lots of semen.
That's semen.
Can you imagine if I'm sterile? I mean, at least my guys don't have strange heads like Tom Schwartz's do, you know, but
and she's like, well,
she was like, is there a chance you might be sterile? Because if that's true, I'm batting 2 for 2 this episode. I break up someone with my gossip. And second of all, I don't have to have a baby with you. Come on, let's do it.
I really thought I was going to want to have babies with you once you got rid of the mullet, but it didn't help.
He's like, wait, wait a minute. What do you mean?
She's like, well, I don't know. Like, I'm in a weird place. Like, I'm a bathing suit designer now, you know? And I'm like, you know, some days I feel like, why am I not pregnant? But then the other days I'm like, why would I be pregnant right now? Gross.
He's like, whoa.
Basically, you took away her dream of moving to New Jersey, and she's like, nah, well, fine. I'm not going to have a baby then. And she's like, Amanda's like, I don't know, maybe like a year from now, or I've just been struggling a lot, and I don't know. I'm just like not suited to take care of something else. I love this for her so much. I love that she wants to take care of herself first. She's not feeling obligated to any timeline that's being put on her by a guy or society, whatever. She just wants to focus on herself. And I think this is wonderful, and we need to see more of this on TV.
Well, I worry that Amanda's just like given up because it's Kyle and he's never going to change. And she's like, well, I'm not having a baby with someone who insists on living in the city and who refuses to like move to a good place for kids and then decides to start DJing to give himself an excuse to be wasted 5 nights a week till 5 in the morning out with strangers.
And I'm going to do it all.
I guess I'm not going to have a baby. You know what I mean? Because she always really wanted kids. So I'm just hoping she's not doing it because she's just kind of given up on Kyle as an option, but she's going to stay with Kyle, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's really what she wants, of course, good for her. And it's going to be hilarious to watch how it changes Kyle, because now that she doesn't want a baby, Kyle's going to act like a huge victim. Like, oh, but she said she wanted a baby. Now she's taking it back on me. What am I going to do? When he's been the one kicking his feet about a baby this whole time.
Yeah. I mean, we're coming up on 3 years married. My dad turns 81 in August. And
yeah, well, you don't have kids for your parents. That's so stupid. That's right. The dumbest plan ever. And people do it all the time, but you should never, that should never be a reason to have kids. Your dad's going to be old and dead no matter what you do. So have kids when you're ready. Okay. His ghost can be proud of you doing it the right time. No offense.
Right. Dad. And he's like, I mean, time is ticking, you know, and 90% of the blood, sweat, and tears I put into, like, Glover Boy is for our future. Well, actually, it's really just to fund the DJ equipment. I've got a sick remix of Bruce Hornsby I'm working on right now. And our kids, in my mind, like, the only true payoff is there's just, like, something more than what's in my life right now. She's like, yeah, but, like, I mean, it's not like you're sitting here itching and eager. It's not like you're asking me every day to have kids. And he's like, I know, man. I just didn't expect you to say that.
That's that's how we end.
Wow. Will they ever have kids?
Super sad stuff. Like, I don't...
We're like,
so, yeah, I mean, I think that's a good decision for her. I just, you know, I said my final piece. I just can't wait to watch Kyle make himself a huge victim for the next few weeks. Like, oh, all I wanted was kids. All right, well, everybody.
Summer House. The next Summer House recap will be in Austin. And we are hoping to see you all there if you're in their area. And again, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to get your ticketing links to the various shows, including the new shows, which will be, those links will be going live tomorrow. Okay. So thanks for being here. And we'll
see you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
She can run my country. It's Angie McGovern.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto. Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Itchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no less namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox. Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Know your worth with Jason Kurth.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She gets an A, it's Kelly B.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
We're on the floor with Molly Dorsett. There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo. She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.